Well, the bushfire season has become more and more common for community radio stations, and their need to act as communication lifelines and circulate important information. Rob Osborne spoke with Bay FM's community newsroom producer and presenter Mia Armitage and asked her about the effect of bushfires in the Northern Rivers area.
We've got a mountain called Mount Nardi in the Byron Bay hinterland, and that's home to two national parks, the Nicap Mountain National Park and the Jerusalem National Park, and both of those parks were burnt through by bushfire. And that started around early to mid-October, and right up until Christmas those fires kept burning. Then we had homes and communities in the valleys surrounding that mountain that were impacted. A number of Bay FM presenters live in those areas, and some of them were able to impart tips to the listeners, especially if they were deciding to stay and defend their properties, because we do have a couple of presenters who are former RFS volunteers or acting RFS volunteers, as well as former fire and rescue workers.
And I understand Nimbin was one of the areas very badly affected. They also have a community radio station. What role did they play?
One of the presenters at NIM FM, Phil Bromley, went along to a press conference in Nimbin that was held early in the bushfire season, where Anthony Albanese, the leader of the opposition, came to visit. And the people of Nimbin had really strong messages for Anthony Albanese about the role of the government in the lead up to bushfires, but not just the government, obviously politicians in general in Australia. And what they said was a lack of action on climate change that had led to the bushfires in what was actually known as the wettest part of Australia by some reports, Tuntable Falls, which is in the bushland hinterland behind Nimbin town. The people of that community, it's one of the oldest communities in Australia, they actually got together and managed to shift the brigade, the RFS brigade, from Nimbin town to the community of Tuntable Falls itself. And I have to say, a lot of women really rose to the occasion there. We hear, of course, about the brave men that are fighting these fires all the time. We don't often hear about women so much in the RFS.
And what about the recovery? How are people in the region feeling?
It's hard to describe. I think while people are still dealing with the aftermath, and of course now we've had some flooding come, it's a little too soon to say, but certainly the community's rallied together. Everybody's done as much as they can and more to try and help out, whether it's going into the forest. We just heard today, actually, that RFS volunteers and parks and wildlife workers have managed to save a really rare species of ancient tree from that national park called the nightcap oak. And there are only 120 mature trees of that species left that dates back to the dinosaur era, supposedly. I know that staff of us in Rapsal were today meeting to talk about recovery. There have been announcements of various different government packages of support. There's also been some frustration with some of the delays in getting money to victims. So at this stage, I think everybody's keen to try and get through this and to learn the lessons that need to be learned.
Mia Armitage from Bay FM there in Byron Bay speaking with Rob Osborne.